Good morning, everyone. Welcome. It's the 28th day of July. It's a Wednesday. We're going across to Tokyo with Nathan Templeton. He'll tell us exactly what's happening over there. AFLW's newest number one draft pick, Charlie Rowbottom. Yep, that is a name familiar to footy lovers. She's going to join us this morning, Andrew Gaze, to talk basketball. Not such a great result overnight. And Wednesdays with Waitley. Geraldo comes in a little bit earlier on Wednesday just to talk through not so much the hard-hitting stuff, but more of our rambles.
People know who you are, man.
That's it, man. He's going to join us for a little bit of ramble chat. Hey, Whispers.
Getting close, you two. Good morning.
Good morning. What's wrong?
I said you're getting close, you two.
Who?
You and Geraldo.
Why is that?
Well, you worked together last night. Now you're getting him on the program again today. Well, what? What do I need to know?
You don't need to know anything.
Come clean.
Nothing.
Come
nothing.
Clean. Come clean, Gary.
No, I've got nothing. Well, it's not my choice to be there last night. I'm doing it as a part of the team effort to fill in.
How did you go last night?
Yeah, we had a busy show. We had guests coming out of our ears.
Did you?
Yep.
Who did you have on last night?
Well, we had Jack and Eddie and Shannon Hearn, Charlie Rowbottom and Harry Schoenberg.
Wow, wee, that's a big show.
Yeah.
Big, big show.
A lot of guests.
You're limping this morning?
Oh, yes, What's happened to you? I've got a very, very serious hamstring injury. Suffered yesterday.
How?
I was down for just a very slow run around the river in Kew there and was coming downhill. My right foot stumped on a big rock, so I was going to fall flat on my face.
Right.
So then your left leg has to come through very, very quickly to ensure that doesn't happen. And in that process, rip.
Oh, dear.
Very serious off the bone style.
It's off the bone?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if there's a butcher out there, would you be happy for the butcher to stitch it back together?
Not
again?
Even worth filleting.
No?
Not even worth filleting. So anyway.
Did you put some ice on it?
No, because, you know, you're too old.
Too old for ice?
Well, I had no ice. I had no one to look after me.
What about a bag of peas or
no
something?
No one, nothing to look after me. So I went home, had a shower and jumped into bed and fell asleep.
The perfect remedy.
The perfect remedy. Anyway.
Will you be okay?
No, I'm not really okay. If you really want to know the honest truth, I don't want to go on about it. You keep asking me questions.
How many are you going to miss?
If it was footy, it'd be the year. There's no question about that, including finals. Including finals and probably a delayed start to the preseason.
What are you like? What's your pain threshold?
No, pretty good.
Yeah.
But, and when it comes to this, it's just a nuisance. It's more than a nuisance. I've got to go to the farm today. I've got to do some farm duties. I've bought the Weekly Times. You bought me the Weekly Times.
Well, I thought we could do a segment out of the Weekly Times.
Yep.
Maybe once a week, the Weekly Times.
Yeah, well.
You find the story and we'll talk about it.
I found
without even knowing anything about it. What is it?
Do you want me to read it to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is a disturbing story.
What is it?
This is by Alex Sinod in the Weekly Times. One of America's top foodstuff entrepreneurs says his cutting-edge culinary corporation is close to developing fake steak that's indistinguishable from the real thing.
What's it made of?
Say that again.
He says in 2 years, they'll have a fillet-style meat alternative.
Yes. I listened to a podcast about this, actually.
I'm not trying to be opaque here. I've seen and tasted some prototypes that would amaze you, but I don't like the sound of that.
No, let's...
That's not supporting our brethren.
Well, not. No, mates. Not in the country, it's not. JJ Redick, he's one of his best mates, has got a business. It might even be his business.
Taken off across. Steak.
Yeah, fake steak, yeah. It's like a hamburger substitute.
Bill makes a very good point.
What's that?
Phil, I mean, poor timing. Golf back today. That's so true, Phil.
With your hammy.
Yeah.
Ah, dear. I listened to a little potty yesterday, and it was sort of they started talking about fashion and the latest fashion things coming out in America and the latest fashion craze in New York.
What is it?
It's called the Porky Pig look.
What's that?
Designer undies.
Nah, that's stupid.
No, it's not. Designer undies and a waistcoat.
What's that mean, though? What are you going to walk out in your designer undies?
That's what people do over there in the summertime. That's the latest craze that's hit the fashion world over there in New York.
That is
you like your fashion. Nobody likes your fashion more than you like
that's
your fashion.
That's stupid.
Will you be hitting the streets here in Melbourne in summertime with a Porky Pig look?
No, I thought you meant a hat or something like that. As if you go out in your Reg Grundies in a waistcoat.
No, they're designer Grundies.
I don't care what they are.
No, no, they're fashion, sort of like a silk boxer short type ones.
Oh, boxer short.
And all that style. You know, that style.
You mean the dick sticker style?
No, well, they're underneath the boxers. So they wear the dick stickers underneath the boxer and then like a waistcoat. And it's called the Porky Pig look.
Yeah, that's not taking off. As someone, I don't know anything about fashion, that's not taking off here.
Is there anyone you know? Is there anyone you can think of that might go the Porky Pig look here in Melbourne?
No, I do not.
Yes, you do.
Who?
You know somebody.
I know who.
We all know somebody.
Dermot.
No, I don't think Dermot.
Dermot does. He goes alternative fashion.
I'm shocked, but I am genuinely, genuinely surprised.
What are your Channel 9 mates?
What Channel 9 mates?
Crawford go the Porky
Pig. He's matured.
That's what I'm talking about!
Hey, sounds amazing. My wife's vegan. I can't wait. That's Paul from Q.
Oh, yeah, but then what about the farmers, Paul?
Yes.
That's a problem for them.
Yeah, if you're going to have a steak, go for the real
can
thing.
Can you help me out? I mean, you can, or our audience will, smartest audience in the world. What's the best way to know what's coming up on the telly to watch, you know? Is it in the paper? Is it a
guide?
Yes, a guide. That's what I want, a guide to say, right, here, 11:51 today, we're going to see Ariane Titmus go up against Katie Ledecky again, because I nearly missed the big swim
the
of Kayleigh McEwen yesterday.
How could you possibly nearly
miss it? Well, because it took me about an hour and a half to get back to my car after I did my Emmy. I was halfway around the track. I seriously did. So where
just
is
hit
it?
Record so you don't miss anything when you get home. That's it.
But it's not everything's on free to air.
I'm just looking at it now.
Yeah, see? Someone will tell us.
Hello.
Where is the best guide to go? Okay, I've got the app. I've got the Channel 7 Plus app. But they say, here you go. What? Don't read that just yet.
Can I read it or not?
Wait till the end. I need to read that first before you read that.
No, I've got to read it first. You keep talking. I'm going to read it. Might read it out loud.
No, 1-300-736-736.
RSN.
Don't read that out. Oh, well, it's in the paper.
RSN at Crossroads as SEN makes offer. That's in the sports section of the Age this morning. Craig Hutchison's Sports Entertainment Network has launched another bid, I would say audacious bid, to take over radio station RSN, with the horse racing station's board weighing up multiple options for the future of the station.
Who wrote that story?
That's written by Damien Ratcliffe.
Well, that's news to me. I'll have to read that during the ad break. The Olympic app.
What's going on there? Hutchie normally runs this sort of stuff by, doesn't he?
Well, you'll get a text in a minute for reading that out.
Well, it's in the paper.
I understand that.
I'm hardly
making
it
back
up.
It's a fair way back in the age, though.
What? So we're not supposed to?
Everyone gets that far back.
Okay, Gary, tell me how far back in the paper I'm not allowed to go.
You get back until about the race results start. That's when you stop. Is that right? The ESPN app's good. Thank you, Grant.
Yeah.
The internet goes, yeah, well, I know that, but I want to be able to every day just have something where I go, okay, I need to be in front of the television today because Katie and Ariane are swimming and it's 11:36.
That's right.
On the knocker.
And also at 1:40 p.m. today, the Australians are in a repechage of the eights in the rowing. Mm. And we've got Simon Kernan.
Repechage?
Yeah, the repechage. So they need to win. I think they've got to finish in the top four to get into the final.
Oh,
so that's like a repechage.
Disappointing row in that first
day. They've put that behind them or in front of them, whichever way you're looking at the boat. Mm. Simon Keenan, who's Cracker's son, he'll be rowing today. Yeah. Fellow Victorians Josh Booth.
Go Booth.
Tim Masters. And Gus Whitacombe are in the eight as well. So good luck, boys, men.
Great stuff.
We're right behind you. We're right in front of you. Depends on which way you're looking at the boat.
I just read, this is a ramble, we're just rambling. Petrol has gone up, or will go up, 49 cents. Lockdown ends. People are allowed to go outside their 5K bubble, right? Mm. So what does the petrol stations do?
They put
petrol up 49 cents a litre. That is a disgrace.
Just ridiculous.
Thank you.
Well, there's less people out there. That's why.
I beg your pardon?
Well, there's less people driving, so they've got to try and make some more money.
It's just gouging.
Of course it's gouging. What are you going to do? What's your alternative?
What are you going to do?
You're going to get yourself a nice little electric car, right?
What I normally do, and do a fuel check with our listeners to find out where the cheapest petrol is.
Okay.
So there you go. Fuel check.
And how's it going so far, your fuel check?
I just threw it out there. You watch the people come in and tell us exactly how much fuel is right now and where you can get the best stuff. Clint's in Ballarat. G'day, Clint.
Oh, g'day, fellas. How are you?
Where can I find out what's going on in the Olympics?
Well, the best one I use is yourtv.com.au.
and it's brilliant. You just select a city, and then it comes up with a menu and times and everything.
Of all the events, yeah?
Yeah.
You're a champ, Clint. Thanks for ringing up this morning, my friend. There's Clint in Ballarat. Best audience in the world we have. They're like, it's like one big family. Sometimes we fight and bicker, but when we've got an issue, we sort it out.
We sort it out. We solve the problem. We do, and we've solved many problems on this program. Can I solve another one? I want to know from our very learned audience out there. Australia played the USA
petrol spy
in the soccer. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Australia played the USA in the soccer last night.
I watched it.
I want to know if you watched it closely.
Was
Terry Wallace coaching both teams last night?
What, he parked the bus?
Did you see that game?
No, I had it on that Fox Sports while I was doing my
preparation. You had to be very, very invested in Australia last night to sit there and watch that.
I got the draw against capital B.
I know what they're doing. Don't come at me, everybody. I know what they're doing. But gee whiz, there wasn't a lot of entertainment value in it last night.
What about the Sharks? They might just be the Australian performance of the year of the Olympics to date.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Just give me a little bit more detail.
What do you mean? I've told you they're maybe the performance of the Olympics. You don't even know who they are. Is that what you tell me?
Well, the performance of they didn't win a gold medal.
They haven't had a gold medal event yet. Well,
the performance of the Olympics so far has been in the pool.
Pool.
So you tell me what they've done then that's so great so far.
They defeated Croatia in the water polo 11-8. That is a big win, my friend.
Yeah, that is a big win.
You've got to go a bit deeper than just the swim. I know the swimming's great, but if you're a true Olympic watcher.
I've got a question about the water polo. I meant to ask you yesterday. Okay, so if you get fouled out, you know how you go in the little sin bin, the little pen there for a while, okay? Are you not allowed to touch the sides of that pen? You have to tread water.
Tread water, and when you come back in, you're allowed one bomb. You can bomb the opposition full forward with a horsey.
No, you don't go out of the pool, though. You go into a pen that's still in the pool.
I don't know the answer.
And I was watching them closely. It didn't look like they were holding the sides at all.
Right.
And their feet weren't touching the bottom.
Right, that makes sense.
So you had to tread water.
So part of the penalty is you don't get to sit down and have a breather. You got to sit there and just tread water. Is that true or not? If you're a water polo aficionado out there, let us know. This is what the Olympics are about. We increase our knowledge.
Phil's in Oakley. He's got a petrol strategy for you. Good morning, Phil.
Good.
Tim, Gary, how are you both?
Good, Phil. What's happening?
Okay, what you have is you have probably 30 to 40 litres worth of jerry cans, the good Canadian red plastic ones.
Yeah, I've got them.
Right, 20 litre and 5 litre.
Mm-hmm.
You watch the fuel cycle and you buy on the low end of the fuel cycle and you keep your jerry cans full on the low end of the fuel cycle.
Yeah, but Phil, you know, like we've been in lockdown, no one's been going anywhere, and then today... Oh, good. I can go down and check on my animals. I need to fill up. And all of a sudden, these gougers have put it up by 50 cents a litre.
They went up 2 days ago.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. They started 2 days ago. And the first ones to go are usually 7-Eleven. Sorry, 7-Eleven. And Shell.
Righto.
They first.
All right, mate. We appreciate that. Thanks so much. Fantastic. The AFLW draft was on last night. Anne's joined us from Melbourne. Hi, Anne.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you?
We're good, thanks.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
What have you got?
Ella Friend, my granddaughter, got picked at 5 and killed her at number 4 in the draft.
Oh, number 4. That's unbelievable.
From the Ballarat Rebels.
How good
is that, Anne?
Did you get emotional last night when the draft was on?
Oh, I was beside myself.
I reckon you would have been.
My daughter lives in Horsham, and I've got a little photo on my phone from them all being excited. And Ella played for the Rebels, and she's a boarder at Ballarat Grammar. And Tim, your parents were neighbours of my daughter's sister-in-law when they lived in Horsham.
Ah, yes, they loved their neighbours when they lived up there, Anne. They must have been very nice people.
They were, and they still see your parents in Ballarat when they come down to Melbourne or whatever they call in.
Yep.
Absolutely. Lovely, magnificent, Anne. Well, we're going to speak to Charlie Rowbottom. She's the number one draft pick, but we're going to keep a very close eye on your granddaughter, Ella Friend, who got drafted to St Kilda. Thanks so much for sharing that with us. That was a big night last night.
Very big night. I just was going to ask Gam whether or not she let out a little bit of a Kayleigh McEwen when the news popped up on the TV.
We've got a whisper tutorial coming up too. When are you going to do that?
Maybe out of 7 o'clock this morning. I've just got
It's not that important. Out of seven, that's our prime time listening.
Well, it's a prime time whisper tutorial this morning. Craig Hutchison's this is interesting.
All right, let me read that.
We may be sharing because half is over at RSN.
All the numbers, I think we're pretty safe. We're here for Coke and credit cards, no annual fees, amazing rewards.
Oh,
and Country Racing Victoria. Back where we belong, Country Racing Strong, book online.
The country is back racing strong. Book now at country.racing.com. Kogan credit cards, no annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Our Waverley star moves up to Bone Crusher. They are neck and neck, stride for stride. Bone Crusher just with his nose in front. I think he's got there.
Yes, close one there at Flemington. I think our Waverley star may have just been nutted by Bone Crusher. Over to the Adapto Dogs, race three. The favourite is in the red box, Wispy's Plunder.
Yes, Flash looks very nice there. Lights are on. Racing.
Oh, dear. Oh,
no, I don't think I'll get through this.
No, oh,
Yatesy, where are you? We need you, mate.
Have we got a job at RSN or not?
Nathan Templeton, Charlie Robottom, Andrew Gaze, and Wednesdays with Waitley. Hey, your girl, your favourite?
My favourite.
Jess Fox. Couple of slight touches of the old stick. That's some real technical canoe talk there.
That is some very technical canoe talk. Couple of touches of the old stick.
It cost her the goal.
It did.
She was fastest.
I told you about that before we came on this morning. Mm. That was the problem.
Do you know what? It was
gut-wrenching. That's what it was.
No, of course it was.
It was gut-wrenching.
And they had the dad commentating, so all that was throw that into the mix. But this was my Olympic observation for today. I have one of these every day.
Okay.
So Jess was the fastest qualifier. Then she had to go last in the final. Was that the right way? I understand why.
I agree with it. I thought the same thing.
You've got to sit there the whole damn thing and just the pressure builds. And then that other one, the other girl did a very fast time. And then went, oh, she's now. Mm. I think that was the reason for the first stick touch.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. I think if you qualify fastest, you get to choose when you're going to go in the kayak.
No, I think that's right. In fact, that was my idea that you pinched, but I'm happy to share it
with you. I thought they frothed the water up a little bit more too for her last go. Water's not going to be much different, is it?
I thought the stick was down a bit too.
Did you?
By the time the last one's come, because the tension on the wire is only natural that starts to get slacking a bit.
She kept her composure, though. Like,
she was a class act.
It must have been absolutely gut-wrenching, but apparently she shed her tears. But at that time, she was most gracious.
Class act.
In fact, I think the takeaway so far from the Olympics for me has been the graciousness of the athletes.
And the low stick.
And, yes, that too. Yep. What about this as an idea? I heard Leper talking about this yesterday. I think he only talked about it briefly. But the idea jarred with me, and that is the Olympics, I think we need to re-examine the one every 4 years. To make it more relevant, I think they need to have it every second year, the Olympic Games.
No, that's
I think we need to change it because the world has changed. And I think out of sight, out of mind, I think they just need to be front and center
What's your favourite thing in the world to eat?
My favourite thing in the world to eat is...
If it's a lobster, for instance.
No, muesli and yoghurt.
I am working the world's most boring man. But just say it's a lobster.
Okay, it's a lobster.
The beauty of the lobster is you don't get to eat it every week, Tim.
Mm.
And that means you appreciate it, you savour it, you anticipate it.
It's a king prawn, actually.
Whiskers off, head off, tail off. And a beautiful king prawn.
Just dip it into a nice
You don't want to eat them every night. You'll get sick of them quick sticks.
Mm.
The other observation, my Olympic observation, was Sally Fitzgibbon. Now, they said Richo was interviewing her. I thought, oh, finally we're going to see our man. I saw a microphone. That is all. I'm pretty sure he was doing it from his Malvern East abode. But she was shattered.
Yes.
Sally Fitzgibbon was shattered.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I was watching that closely, of her wave selection.
That's right. What did you think? Well, the girl, that's her home surf. The Japanese girl. Yes. That's where she surfs all the time. So she knows the swell. She knows the wave construct. All that sort of stuff really well.
They're going to apparently, I've had this on good authority, that St Kilda are flying out that Japanese surf girl to tag Sam Walsh this weekend. See how tight she tagged her in that last 3 minutes?
Yeah, she did.
Did you understand?
Went
you
everywhere
didn't
with
understand
her.
That.
Yeah, I know.
I know. She had the choice.
Mm. What about Owen?
Got the lingo wrong.
What about Owen's performance? Did you like
Showed
that?
Preference. What's that? I could get that lingo.
Selection. Okay. Wave selection, it's all about. Mm. You've got to have a rethink, too, about when surfing was announced to be in the Olympic Games, and I think a lot of people were thinking, wow, surfing doesn't belong in the Olympic Games. Mm. Just to hear Owen Wright talk about what
and
it meant.
And Sally.
Everyone associated with the Australian team, and we can only believe it's the same right across the surfing world. Mm. It does belong. It means a lot to them to represent their country in an event like that. And how much it meant to Owen Wright to win the bronze.
Straight.
What about that? So they're interviewing his wife, Kit, who's a lovely, lovely lady at their home up there in New South Wales, up on the northern beaches there somewhere of New South Wales. And the little boy, his name is Barley, right? So he's sitting there, not interested. Barley. He wants Barley saying Charlie to the whole interview, like, I'm off, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They get him back. They put the earpiece in.
Yep.
They ask him a question. They say, what would you like to say to Dad?
Mm.
And this is what he has to say. This is what he had to say to Dad. This is his message to his father.
Do you have a message for your dad?
Yes.
What do you want to say to him?
I want to have ice cream.
You what?
I really want an ice cream.
Oh, that's a fair point too. Fair point. Well, that's our...
I really want an ice cream. You got something to say to your dad who you haven't seen for 2 months? I really want an ice cream.
Wednesday ramble. Done and dusted there.